You're listening to SBS News.
Lydia Martins has been a government MP in Timor-Leste since 2017. She's among 26 women in Parliament, thanks to a quota system introduced in 2006, forcing political parties to nominate one woman for every three candidates at national elections. At 38%, the country has one of Asia's highest rates of female representation in Parliament.
The quota of 30% is a good policy to involve women in Timor, so it should be maintained.
But it's a very different picture in neighbouring Papua New Guinea, where there are no women in Parliament, despite a record number of female candidates at the last election. Julie Bukikun from the United Nations Development Programme in PNG says many factors are to blame, including culture, the high cost of campaigns and security.
We have a high rate of gender-based violence in Papua New Guinea. And so women face quite a big barrier when they come in. It's not an equal playing field.
To rectify that, Parliament is expected to legislate the creation of five extra regional seats reserved exclusively for women in the lead-up to next year's election. Ms. Bukikun says it's small but important progress.
Five seats will not be enough, we all know that. But it's to show that women can be good leaders, they can be in Parliament, and they can make very important decisions for the country's development.
But quotas aren't always simple. In Samoa, female representation in Parliament has plunged the country into political uncertainty after a deadlocked election in April. The country's incumbent leader was on the verge of being ousted by Samoa's first female MP, Fiami Naoma Mataafa, until the creation of a new seat to meet the requirement women make up at least 10% of MPs failed to secure a majority. The country is now set to go back to the polls. In 1998, women held 12.7% of legislative seats around the world. Today, that's increased to 25.4%. Only four countries have achieved gender parity in politics: Rwanda with 61%, Cuba and Bolivia both with 53%, and the United Arab Emirates with 50%. Sabine Fraser from UN Women credits gender quotas for being the single most effective tool for fast-tracking women's political representation.
We seem to see that quotas give about a 5% boost in the number of women in Parliament. So what we've seen is that they have been extremely effective measures in many countries around the world.
She says the outcome of political gender parity is better decision-making that reflects the whole of society.
And what we found is that countries that have quotas, that have temporary special measures, overall do much better than countries that don't.
But it has staunch opposition. In Australia, the Labor Party adopted gender quotas in 1994 and has increased its female representation in Parliament to about 48%. Only 25% of Liberal MPs across state and federal parliaments are female, prompting the party to consider a quota system. But critics say it's tokenistic and undermines the selection of candidates on the basis of merit. Associate Professor of Economics at Wellesley College, Olga Shushkov, studies the effects of gender quotas and has heard this claim before.
One argument against quotas you hear come up a lot is that there are just too few qualified or experienced enough women out there to choose from, so that when quotas are instituted, you know, there could be some decrease in effectiveness of governance, at least temporarily.
She says that thinking is largely attributed to bias and gender stereotypes, which quotas are designed to combat. Rumidzai Kandawashika Nundu from the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance says the more female leadership is normalised, the less the need for gender quotas.
It's about transforming mindsets. It's about transforming perceptions and attitudes with regards to leadership. Democracy is incomplete if segments of the populations continue to be marginalized and excluded.
She says more men need to also take responsibility for gender parity in politics.
We are looking at the need for male leadership, male engagement, male involvement in promoting and attaining gender equality as much as we need that from women.
At the current rate of progress, gender parity in national legislative bodies won't be achieved before 2063, according to UN Women. Lydia Martins hopes gender quotas only have to be temporary.
I'm very happy to assume this position because this is a good way on how to contribute in another way to my country.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.